and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Marion Wright Edelman stated, "If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving." Our guests today have lived out what it means to keep on going, keep on moving. And you know what? Sometimes in life, that's all we can do is just keep on moving forward. And you know, sometimes we don't even think we're moving forward. We might feel like we're moving sideways, but sometimes even in moving sideways, you're still making some kind of progress. I believe that the story that you're going to hear today is going to be one of such inspiration. In fact, it's not something that happened a few years ago. It's not something that happened a decade ago. It's something that has happened just a while ago. It's fresh. It's a fresh story. It's a fresh testimony. And I'm glad that you're with us today. You know, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, the reason why we are here is to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ, to bring you closer and closer to the Lord, for you to put your trust in Jesus. Whatever it is that you're going through right now, whatever you might be feeling, whatever challenge you might be facing, to put your trust in Jesus Christ, just like our dear guests did in their own life and marriage. Christ died on the cross for your sins, you know. He shed his blood on that cross. He was buried, and he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today is one who does miracles. He's one who can bring resurrection power and resurrection reality in your situation today, whatever it might be. Mike and Ho'ulu Carvalho had a prophetic word 3 years after they got married that they will have a child, quote, of our own heritage. They both had physical conditions that prevented them from conceiving children. But because God promised them a child, they decided to see specialists for possible ways to conceive. In fact, they visited 5 different specialists, all who said it was impossible. Impossible. But they kept holding on to the promise of God. They found a specialist who was willing to work with them, and over the course of 3 years, went through the process of trying to conceive. Now, I'm going to stop right there, because there's none better than to have Mike and Ho'ulu share this story themselves. So, Mike, Ho'ulu, welcome to our show.
Hi. Thank you.
Now, I just led up to it. Mm-hmm. You hear this prophetic word from the Lord, but it's contrary to what your physical limitations will allow, which is verified time and again by specialists, people who know this is their life, their work, and they say, no, it's impossible. And the word impossible can be the death knell to someone's dreams.
Right.
And you've faced that. Now, as we go into this story, I want to give a little backdrop so that we understand who you are, where you're from. So, Mike, where did you grow up?
I grew up on the North Shore in small little town called Waialua. Grew up there, just a small kid, didn't know much, played in the cane fields, graduated from Waialua High School, simple, didn't have much in life, we didn't have a lot of money or anything, but, you know, we made ends meet and things do, but you know, and went on to college from there at Hawaii Pacific University. And that's kind of where I started going to church, found God there back in 1996. It was a nice little outreach with Tom Sorotnik. I don't know if anybody knows him, but he was one of those power team guys. Was breaking bricks and throwing things around and ripping telephone books. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then he said, the strength that I get, it comes from God. And I was like, wow, something that I don't have in my life. And so that's kind of where we started, where I started my journey with God. And kind of where I met my wife now. So,
Hulu, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Palisades in Pearl City. I'm one girl out of, I have two brothers and a household and a family full of boys. And so that was my life growing up. It was taking care of the boys. My dad was a single father. And I just, you know, took whatever I could to help my family. And I went to Kamehameha, where I graduated. And after that, went to the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and where I got saved and found Christ. And like Mike said, that's where I also found him. So, yeah, I mean, a pretty normal upbringing, just like everyone else, and just having to, you know, a big Hawaiian family. That's, we have like, you know, 1,000 cousins and then 5,000 second cousins. Yeah. I mean, it just keeps going on. But I come from a very big family.
Who influenced you most, Mike, in your growing up years?
It would definitely be my mom. She was a single mom. My parents were divorced when I was probably about 3 years old. My mom remarried and to my stepfather. But it was a very abusive relationship. So my mom was always the rock. She was always the one that, you know, kept me going. Especially in school, I wasn't the best student, but she would encourage me. And my mom is a simple Catholic girl, went to Star of the Sea. So, you know, she just knew that, you know, you need to finish high school at least. You know, she didn't go to college.
She kept you in line.
Yeah, she kept me in check. You know, you didn't get away with anything in her house. You know, she'd make you go get the slipper, you know, and you got in trouble. But
go get your own slipper.
Exactly. Go walk over there and pick that thing up. Yeah. So it was an interesting upbringing, but she was my rock. She was definitely who I looked up to. Definitely someone who kept me encouraged always.
How about you, Holly?
You know, just like Mike, you know, I was raised by my dad, and he did whatever he could to make sure that my brother and I stayed in school. And then my younger brother, he was younger than us, but he raised him all by his own. My two brothers, you know, and my father were the biggest influence in my life. And just making sure that, you know, just like any good daughter, you would support your father. And especially in the time when, you know, he was left to raise us, he really did whatever he could. He worked nights and days, whatever he could to keep us in school and keep a roof over our head. And, you know, we look back at it even now and we look at him and he gave up everything. He gave up his life to just put it down for us. And so, you know, him and my two brothers, Maka and Kama, you know, without them, I couldn't be where I am right now.
So the Lord brings you guys together.
Mm-hmm.
HPU, you come together. And he gives you a prophetic word early on in your marriage having to do with children.
Mm-hmm.
Take us from there. And what happened?
Well, we were trying to have kids from when we first got married. And it was not easy. And I didn't think it would be that difficult to have a child. And it was something that I would always cry at home and I would pray about it. And when we sat in a prophetic meeting, the person prophesying over us said, I normally don't do this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You will have your own heritage. You will have your children. And I could remember that night just crying. And it was something where I felt like God himself heard all the prayers and the tears, and saw all the tears that came down my face, and reassured me that whatever means possible, he was going to have our own heritage for us. And so from that time on, we knew it was possible, despite everything we didn't know what was going to happen, obviously, the years ahead of us. But we held on to it and held on to it every time we were maybe even disappointed or things came, you know, that was opposing us. We definitely had a chance to. We really held on to that word.
Yeah, it was, I think that the precursor to that a couple of years before when we were trying, for us, we didn't think that it would be difficult to have children. You know, I mean, I think people, when they automatically get together and they get married, and especially with us having faith in God and knowing God, we thought, hey, this is the blessing that we've been waiting for. You know, it's just that evolution, that next step forward is you find your, you know, you find the one that you want, you find the one that God's called you to be with, you get married, and then after that, you're supposed to have kids. Yeah. So what's so hard about that, you know? Yeah. And we went through, I think, two and a half years of just wondering why we didn't have children yet. Why God wasn't showing up in this one area. And we had second and third cousins who were still in high school having children. You know, and it was such a disappointment because they were thinking about, what am I going to do with this child? I don't know. I'm still in high school. I'm still a kid. How am I going to raise a kid? And we're thinking, we just want one, you know, and then there's, it just came one after the other. And then there are other cousins that had two kids and they just graduated from high school. And we kept wondering, God, why would you bless them with that when they don't even want a child? You know, they're not even looking to have a child. Whereas we're crying out to you every day on our knees, praying, wondering, when are you going to show up? When are you going to speak to me? When are you going to give me what I feel I deserve? You know, and I think that was our perspective for a while. And Hola's heart has always been to be a mom, you know. And I think she, growing up, she always wanted, that's all she wanted to be, was a mom. She wanted to take care of someone. She wanted to raise a child, you know. And when we got the prophetic word, we were like, thank you, God. Like, you've answered our prayers. We felt like, this is it. You know, it's going to happen.
Right.
And it didn't happen right away.
So when you first heard the prophetic word, you embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you thought, oh, okay, now it's going to happen real quick.
Right.
And it actually didn't happen as quick as you folks wanted it to.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's where I think a lot of our disappointment came in, you know. And I think a lot of people, when they hear prophetic words, they feel that, because it agrees with the dream that you have. It agrees with the philosophy in your mind. You're thinking, I'm going to receive this now. You know, God said so. Then you think, yeah, okay, it's going to happen tomorrow. Right, because human nature is, we all want it now. We want things in the microwave generation. We want it to just, you know, minute popcorns, all those things, right? We want it now. And because God said so, it's going to happen. And so we were thinking, okay, not this month, maybe next month. Okay, maybe the next month. Oh, but God, you know, you said. And I think it was a year after that, and it's just nothing happened. And so we were really questioning, where are you, God? Where are you?
Today, somebody is wondering. They've got a big question mark.
That's right.
Written on their heart. You know how Superman, he has the Superman
S.
The S, right? There's people right now, they have a big question mark on their heart.
Right.
And they're so, it's so disconcerting to them.
Yes.
It completely messes up their faith.
Right.
Because they're confused. They're angry. They feel betrayed. And they feel guilty for feeling betrayed, and they feel guilty for not believing, they feel guilty for not having faith, and then they get frustrated. And then all that, then there's just life, right?
Every day life.
With life that you have to deal with.
Yes.
Life is relentless. It's like getting pounded body surfing at Sandy Beach. Right. You come up for air and you get knocked down again, you know? Yeah. So here you are. God gives a word. Your hope is there. And then after a whole year, nothing happens. As you're listening today, we're going to take a quick break right now. But as you're listening today, you're listening to a story that is so fresh. And it comes from such the depth of, well, can I just say the guts of this couple, Mike and Ho'ulu Carvalho. As they share it, they're going to share out of pain. They're going to share out of frustration. But they're also going to share out of a deep sense of fulfillment and joy that came over an extended period of time. Because wouldn't it be just like God, whose ways are not our ways, whose thoughts are not our thoughts, that He would take this couple through a process and do things inside of them that would prepare them for the things that He had for them. I'm just going to throw out a quick word. Hilina'i. And you're going to hear more about Hilina'i.
Yes.
But it didn't come right away. she didn't come right away. It was a process. And when we come back, you're going to hear about it. Stay with us. The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tsang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Disappointment. Okay, what do you do? What do you do when you get disappointed? Well, I know what I do when I get disappointed. It's very easy to get down in the dumps. I mean, let's make no bones about it. You know, it gets depressing. I get grouchy, yeah. Moody, hard to talk to, and then sometimes I just want to go away, you know, go hide out someplace because I am bummed. People go through that. They get disappointed. Right. Have you ever gotten disappointed? I mean, really disappointed? Well, if you have, you're at the right place at the right time, listening to the right program. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and our featured guests today, Mike and Ho'ulu Carvalho. If you're tuning in right now, you got the tail end of the last segment, and you're listening, you want to get the rest of the show, I want to invite you to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Visit our website there. You can get this resource as a free podcast. I'd encourage you to pass it on to family members and friends. But more than that, I would also say, get other resources there as well. There's many different subjects, topics that we've had guests here sharing very gripping stories that will not only inspire and encourage, but they will equip you for better living. And that's one of the great benefits that you have. And also, as you do that, when you visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, if the program has meant something to you, done anything for you, consider being a part of the Good Life membership as a supporting partner of our program. We have the benefits available there for you to look at, and our program there for you, thegoodlifehawaii.com.
You know, Mike and Holo, you know, hearing your story, and as I talked with you folks before, one of the things I appreciate about you folks that you had a prophetic word, and early on you were disappointed. But I think one of the things about you folks that I appreciate about your story, that you continue to focus on God, and you didn't make this prophetic word become like an idol where it would totally consume you folks, where you weren't able to live life, you know, and go on with life. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think people have to understand that, you know, we have prophetic words. Mm-hmm. We want to believe and hang on to those things. But really, we want to keep our eyes on God.
Right. Yeah. You know, we would go from doctor to doctor and procedures to procedures and pills and shots, and nothing seems to be working. You know, and the Lord gave me this verse of, every good and every perfect gift comes from above. And I held on to that. And I knew that even if not in my time, God would make it in his time. And, you know, what I was telling Michael is that we never want to make this promise bigger than God. We wanted to make God bigger than the promise that he even gave us. And so we focused on him. And we, instead of being so laser scope type to just the promise that he gave us, we wanted to make sure that we didn't exclude him from anything else in our life.
That's good.
So what we did is, yes, we were going to work on this. Yes, we were going to spend our money. And yes, I was going to get hurt. And yes, it was going to be hard. But God could do so much more. And I didn't want to miss out on it. I didn't want to. So we made sure that we were open to whatever God had us. And God blessed us. He did in our marketplace and in our jobs. He would allow us to take missions trips and take teams up to Thailand and to New Zealand. And he used every part of our life to glorify him. Even though this one thing that I really, really wanted wasn't getting answered, I knew that every good and every perfect gift would come from him in his timing. And I held on and I just waited for it to happen.
It's really great, because I, you know, hearing your story, that you guys didn't just sit down and mope around. You realize God, you know, has life has to go on, but you're believing God, but you're making a decision to really, you know, trust the Lord in that area, but still continue to do the things that God called you to do.
We were completely believing for more. And you know, to the point where we are now, you know, I guess hindsight is, we love our daughter more than ever, but we're still believing God for more. You know, and that's the kind of God that we serve. We don't serve a God that's so limited that he can only do one thing, but he could do way more than we could even ask or imagine. And so when Michael and I were going through these, and, you know, we did get angry, we did get, you know, upset. And those people who know me know that I can't hide my feelings. So if I'm angry, you're going to know about it.
Yes, we know about that.
I'm sure everyone knows, my friends and family included. But, you know, those people that they were there, they encouraged us. You know, my brother had three boys in the meantime, my Kia'i, my Kihei, and my Kila. And these boys made it known to us that we still want to have our own kids, but it doesn't make us not want to love anybody else's kids, you know? And so Mike and I, we became the best uncle and auntie that we could to every kid that God brought our way. And we love them all. We've got my, you know, Kia'i, Kihei, and Kila. We got Zeal and Dylan and Reese. I mean, we've got all these kids in our lives that God even allowed all the love that we had to be poured out somewhere. It's not like we had to store it all up waiting for our one child. But we loved every kid that came our way that God could bless, the people that came into our lives, the people that we were ministering to in premarital counseling. They even got kids before us, and we, you know, we took the time, we loved their kids, we went to so many birthday parties, the only ones that didn't have a kid with us. But, you know, I think that's why God blessed us, is because we never let any opportunity go by without being a part of it. And that's where God used us the most.
That is marvelous.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, really, you're talking about a heart that's open, that's free, that's giving, in a time when so many others would very easily just become ingrown, bitter,
that's right,
confined, and you just dwindle away. Mm-hmm. And you have done the opposite.
That's right.
What do you think? How did that happen? I mean, how did, because you're human beings, you feel what people would feel. What is it that God did in you in the process?
I think for me, I'm not going to speak for Holu, but I think, you know, at that crossroad, whenever you get to disappointment, you know, you can choose to be bitter or you can choose to be bright. And it was that moment of deciding that, you know, I think I remember the first day when I committed my life to the Lord. And I said that prayer, and I remember that feeling of the fulfillment that God gave me in that moment, that I didn't know anything about him. I didn't know even his love. I didn't know who he was as a person, as someone who cared about me, who would provide for me. I didn't know any of those giftings, but I remember that feeling of being whole again. And I think that kept me going, was knowing that despite God not giving me anything in my life, he gave me one thing. He made me whole, you know, and that void that was always in my heart was full. And so even if he never gave me one more dollar in my life, if he made me live on a street corner, if he made me, you know, if he took my life the next day, I wouldn't be disappointed because he made me whole. And even though he chooses sometimes when and where to give you these gifts, when and where to bless you, it's hard for me personally, but I think God wants us to overcome that sense of bitterness that we can have, that holding on to a grudge, that, you know, it's human nature. You know, we all want something now, and when you don't get it, you know, it's like a 2-year-old throwing a tantrum in a candy store just because mom didn't buy you a lollipop, right?
Right.
But the next day you go back and you get a whole bag of candy. So God is kind of like that with us, where he's trying to find you got to find that point where God blesses you no matter what. Mm-hmm. No matter mm-hmm. what you do in your life. I mean, every breath that I take, I say thank you, God, because, you know, there's other things that, you know, there's worse situations that you could be in than what you feel you are in right now, you know, and being in your own fishbowl, people think, the water's great in here, right? And you don't realize that the fire's boiling under you, you know, and it's that moment of, you know, it you may think that your life is not so good, but no matter what, God is always there. If you call on him, he is there. Mm-hmm. It might not be his time that he chooses to bless you, but if you continue to follow him,
right,
he says that every prayer is a yes and an amen. And in his timing, it'll come to pass.
That's awesome. You know, Mike, just hearing what you're saying, and a lot of times, you know, people, we all do this, where we get to the place where, you know, we focus on the things that we don't have, mm-hmm. and not really focus on the things that we have and God has given us.
Yeah.
And I just sense from your heart a real... You know, there's a real settledness in your relationship with God, that even if the Lord didn't give you anything more, you would continue to follow him. And I think that's what Jesus is calling us, you know, not just following him because he's like a Santa Claus that always gives us what we want, but really because we love him, because he gave us eternal life.
Right.
And that appreciation in your heart is that, okay, God, we know you gave us this promise, but in your time, Lord.
Yeah.
In your time.
Right.
Talk to us about injections.
Oh,
injections. How I
sounds
hate
painful
thee.
Already.
Yeah, where do you start? Yeah,
it makes my hands shake just thinking about it. Especially when you have to give it to yourself.
Yeah.
We had a lot of injections. And, you know, taking these shots, I hate needles. Can't stand them. Can't look at them. I can't even watch someone else get them. And having to administer these shots, you know, and those who are going through this process of in vitro and wanting to have kids, I mean, this is just inevitable that comes with it. Taking those shots in my stomach and in my leg, you know, that in itself was painful. But then asking my poor husband to give me the shot in my back.
Wow.
You know, I know that he didn't want to do it. I know I didn't want to receive them. But I knew that it had to be done. And every morning.
Every morning?
Every morning.
I was going to ask, how often?
Every morning we would wake up. This is the first thing I would do every morning is to get these shots.
Wow.
And, you know, and I didn't want to wake up. I mean, why would you want to wake up just to get a shot in your back? But Michael would stand behind me, and as I would cry, he would continue to keep pressing in the needle into my muscle.
Ooh,
and I was in pain.
I can feel it right now.
The muscle injection.
Yes, it was deep in there, and I was crying. I'm pretty sure he was crying. You know, he didn't want to hurt me, and he couldn't stop it because we knew it had to be done.
How long was this process?
We did shots. For this one last in vitro that we did, it took us 3 months. So it was 3 months worth of shots.
Every morning.
Mm-hmm. Every morning. And it was on a rotating schedule. So the first month and a half was at night, and then the second month and a half was in the morning. So it was that point where I think Kolu was dreading coming home from work when it was at night because you knew what was going to happen right. before bedtime. And then it was almost a point where you didn't want to turn your alarm clock off in the morning because you knew exactly what was going to happen before you had to go to work. And
take us into your thought life at that, because I mean you're sharing you know the reluctance, which understandably so.
Right.
It's but how did you ever feel like, I don't want to do this?
Oh yeah, I think every day I think at that moment when we started the process, I mean, you know, they said yes, we can do this, but you're gonna have to go this route. And that was like our last resort, because we said no, we think God's gonna show up in the other procedures that are easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one that you just have to take a pill every morning,
right.
or the one that, you know, you just have to do this every morning, or, you know, and we thought that's the one that's gonna work, and that wasn't the one that worked. And they said your last best shot is at in vitro fertilization. If you want to have a child, you're gonna have to do this. And knowing her fear of needles, I realized this was going to be a very difficult process, I think, for her, but more so for me, wow. especially when they said, you're going to be the one that has to do it. You're going to have to help her every morning.
Wow.
You're going to have to help her.
And you guys really had to rely on the grace of God and,
yeah.
and just to, you know, go through the process. I remember talking with you, Mike, and you asking for prayer because you have to go through this process. And I couldn't even imagine, I mean, you know, putting a needle into my wife. So, I mean, that's the grace of God, because going through that and 3 months.
Yeah.
3 months every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the thing was, they couldn't give you 100% guarantee.
Right. It wasn't a guarantee that we would get a baby after it. It was this is what we know would work in most cases, but you can't take a guarantee on that. So getting shot, and you know, and sometimes I think Mike kind of enjoyed it sometimes when he was upset with me for some reason.
If there was an argument before,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's time for the shot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's payback.
He was getting his payback in. It's not gonna lie, it wasn't all that holy in there. But you know, it's fearful, because even if I went through this whole time and did what I needed to do, I was still afraid that I would come out empty handed.
Mm.
I would still come out with no baby, more debt because of all the bills that we had to pay for it, and completely bruised, you know, in addition. And I had to fight that every day, knowing that it wasn't a guarantee.
Okay, right from there, we're going to take a quick break right now, but I want to stop there and transition, because it's now what happens when there is no guarantee. The stakes are higher. The cost is higher. Maybe more debt, more pain, and no guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
That's the situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about bleak and fearful. You had it. God met you at this particular place in life. I want you to share that when we come back. Stay with us. Mike and Ho'olu Carvalho.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tsang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, what about no guarantees? Okay, You want something, so bad, you're willing to pay virtually any price for it, but there's no guarantee, okay? We all can kind of relate with that. But what about if God had given you a promise, and you've been holding on to that promise, and over an extended period of time, like years go by, and it seems like the promise gets more and more in the distant shadows of your conscience, of your heart, and your... And it's kind of confusing. But there's still a glimmer of hope. But, I mean, we're talking about ratcheting up the pain, ratcheting up the cost, ratcheting up the intensity to the level where it becomes virtually unbearable. And there's still no guarantee of your dream becoming a reality, even though it was something that came out of a promise that the Lord had given to you. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And I'm just trying to reset things for you. If you're tuning in right now, we're talking to Mike and Ho'ulu Carvalho, and they're talking about a process of they went through in trying to have a child. Now we're talking about in vitro fertilization. They're giving, well, Ho'ulu has to give herself shots every single day, and Mike has to give her a shot every single day. And this is not the real shallow prick shot. I mean, it's the muscle shot.
That's a long needle. In.
That's the long needle, and that's the one that leaves bruises. Wow. Well, this is what they went through. I'm here with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And to hear this show in its entirety, if you're tuning in just right now, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. We got that and other resources for you. And if you're thinking, wow, these people have a relationship with Jesus and they could do that. Christ gave them strength to do that. I want to find out more. Well, go to the Get to Know Jesus tab on the website, goodlifehawaii.com. We've got something there special for you, too.
You know, Mike and Ho'ulu, just to hear their stories of taking shots every day for 3 months, no guarantees. I mean, what was going through your mind? It really kind of reflects on your relationship with God. Because you're trusting God on the promises that he given you to have a child. But what was the faith, the lessons you were learning as you were going through that?
You know, for me, I mean, I realized more and more about how much, it just in my own nature, I'm a control freak. And I will do what I need to do to make sure the outcome is exactly what I'm expecting. And this was something I could not do. Mm. And my brain could not handle it as much as I think it should have. But you know, what I realized was that God had brought Michael and I together, and that in itself was a miracle. Mike and I, and those who know us, know that we were complete opposites, and there would be no reason why we would be together except for God. And more I thought about God answered the smallest things that I asked for. God would answer, you know, for healing. He would answer me when I prayed for a raise. He would answer me when it came to wondering if Mike was the man that I was supposed to marry. And I recalled back every time, because my natural brain could not understand why I couldn't make this happen. But in my faith, I knew that God answered so many more prayers. And if he could do those things, this is something he could still overcome. And they talk about moving mountains. This thing was like haleakala big. Like, I could not move this. And I needed to. And the only way I could do was relying on the God that we serve. I had to rely on who we were serving, because he was the one that was going to get us through this. And knowing that, every time I would fear about not having a child, I would remember, God did answer this one prayer for healing. God did bring you two together. God did provide you a raise. God did provide you a house. God did provide you a blessing family. You know, and so you just think about those things, and I relied on them every time, because that was the kind of God that we serve. His promises, like Michael said, was yes and amen.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think guarantees is something that, you know, we didn't have. I think we had many arguments about it. And even going through the process, I think what people got to realize is that this was about 8.5 years after the prophetic word that said we would have a child. And I think we both came to the point of not, I would say, more of the stressor of in life, where we nothing was a guarantee. I think even through the entire 8.5 years, even the prophetic word, you know, but I think what we stood on was a principle that, you know, God gave us hope. God's presence gave us hope every day. Knowing that we could stand on that. We could stand on him as being our rock. You know, we could stand on him no matter what, you know, and I think that's where we kind of had to hold on to our individual faith, and then we had to hold on to our faith as a family. And we had a small group of people that kind of knew what we were going through, and we had them pray for us every day.
Right.
And knowing that they were behind us in prayer, knowing that they were behind us, just, you know, every day checking on us. Hey, how you guys doing? You're making sure that we were actually moving forward in our faith and not taken aback because of disappointment, you know. And these people really, I mean, truly, I just want to say thank you very much, because we couldn't have done it without the prayers of the righteous. That if we stood on those prayers every day, and even in our darkest hours when we were, I mean, she was crying on the bed because I had just given her a shot. And in my heart, I just thought, gosh, how can I do this to my wife? How can I hurt her so badly that she's in tears, you know, and I couldn't do anything to stop it. And if I didn't do what we needed to do, then we would never fulfill the promise that God had for us. And every day was a battle, but the faith that people had to know that God would show up meant huge. I mean, it was huge. It was a huge
when people would call us and say, you know, my child just prayed for you in the car. And you know, and in those darkest hours, you need people. You gotta surround yourself with people who are gonna believe with you for the impossible. And we did that, and we brought alongside friends and people who have been there with us from the beginning. They would always say, I'm praying for you. Don't forget that we're here for you. And knowing that there was a cloud of witnesses around us who would agree with us in prayer for that thing that we wanted so badly, we know we couldn't have done it without them, without you, Coach, and without, you know, our grace groups that we have at Grace Bible, without, you know, a close group of friends of ours who know the intimacy. They knew when we were getting shots, and they'd say, I would pray for you every morning when you're getting that. I'll be there with you in prayer.
You know, the awesome thing about you as Star is that, you know, you can just believe God, but you have to do your part. And, you know, your part was a very difficult part. But as you do your part, it's like God will come and do his part, his promise.
Right.
You know, there's always a human element, a human responsibility of really just fostering the promise of God.
Right.
See, some guys, they're just waiting on the side. Okay, God, you gave me a promise, but they're not taking steps of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you folks are willing to take those steps with no guarantees.
You know, steps of faith, the action that was taken. Then you add pain to action, and you add cost to action, and it sort of magnifies the commitment.
Yeah.
You know, you're going across the line when you're doing that. And then the more you do it, you realize I'm way past the line, and there's still no guarantee. But God did something absolutely miraculous.
Yes.
And I want you to share that when we come back from our break. I mean, this is, it's like a crescendo. I mean, it's culminating to this moment. I mean, the drama of it all, but it's real. I mean, and we're talking, you know, Hilinai, the blessing from the Lord. Ah, you've got to tell us how you got the news that you've conceived. You got to tell us what gestation was like. You got to tell us what birth was like. And now, holding a baby in your arms. When we come back, you're going to hear this from Mike and Ho'ulu Carvalho. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you on. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I lead you on.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A slice of the good life, 90 seconds of refreshing hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So they receive a promise from God, but 8.5 years later, nothing really materialized, and it got more painful. Including months of shots that she has to give to herself, and he has to give to his dear wife. But we're coming to the great part right now. Mike and Ho'ulu Carvalho, we're talking about their story. They're sharing their story. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. I'm glad you're with us. You can find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get this show and share it with someone who needs a boatload of hope in their life right now. So take us, how did you find out what transpired after all that you've been through?
So we finally got to the point where it was time for the actual process and procedure. I went under and they were able to take out 4 eggs from me. And with that, we were able to fertilize only 3. And so we only had 3 embryos. They took the 3 embryos and put that in me. And we had to wait. You waited all this time and you still have to wait some more. So we waited for another 2 weeks. And then they would take one test, and they wouldn't give you the results. You had to take one, you know, pregnancy test, and they said, now you have to wait another week. So we waited another week and took another test. And they came back, and it was the funniest story, because we were waiting for the phone call to come in to tell us whether or not we were pregnant. And then the nurse didn't call, and we were like, this must be bad news. It didn't work. I don't want to hear it. But we called, and we kept calling her. And she said, oh, I'm so sorry. I had a busy day. I forgot to call you. It's the biggest story of my life. I had a busy day. So we waited, and she said, oh, by the way, you're pregnant. And I just lost it. I remember we were on the bed just like, oh my gosh. I said, are you sure? Can you double check? She said, I'm pretty sure. And it looks like you guys have multiple births. And we were so excited. We were like, oh my gosh, what do we tell people? You know, and it got to the point where we're so excited. And then, you know, we were like, okay, let's start telling. So we were starting telling people, and the doctor said, you have to be careful because these pregnancies could be complicated depending on your situation. So we had a certain amount of people praying for us for in the first trimester. And in doing that, we did lose one of the babies. So we were left with just one. So we started off with four, went down to three, implanted into me. Two of them took, and then we lost one on the way. And through the whole thing, you know, we went, and then they told me, you can carry the one, you just have to be careful. Mm-hmm. And the doctors kept warning us. They sent us to specialists. Even throughout the whole pregnancy, it was not an easy cake. And let me tell you, I did ask God, you sent me through this life of 11 years of going through this. Could you not just give me an easy break and allow me to have the babies peacefully? Mm-hmm. And you know, that was not God's will. So we struggled for the entire 9 months. We went to specialists. We made sure that I was checked every other day. If I needed to be on bed rest, which I was, they put me on bed rest, and anything I could do to just make sure that the one baby that we had left stayed for the entire term. It was so exciting to tell people that we were pregnant, and these are the people who were with us and believing for us. It was like this was their miracle just as well as ours. And so they loved hearing the news, and we celebrated together. We had so many baby showers, more gifts than we could even fit in our tiny home. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, I mean, it was such a blessing to hear God go through all of this. And, you know, but still in the back of my mind, I feared the very thing could just disappear just like that. And I would have lost the last baby that I had. Not having any backup, this was it. It was either all or nothing. And so we, not only did we put every pain and money into this process, I was left with just one child. And if I could carry this child to term, this would be it for us. And we would have our miracle. We'd have our promise.
It was all in.
It was all in. We were all in. There was nothing left. We didn't hide anything left. There was nothing more we could have done. I asked God to show up. And, you know, I'm very bold and brave when it comes to those kinds of things where God, I did everything. I did absolutely everything I could do. Now I need you to show up. And I asked, and when I prayed, I would say that, God, show up. And he did. And on November 19th, 2012, we welcomed our baby girl, Hili Na'i Ka'ohu Oka Pahuku'i Ke'one Krivalio.
Yeah, I think that was the day I realized we were pregnant. It was on the day she came out. But I think husbands always have that where, you know, it was that unseen promise. It was still in her stomach and she could feel the baby and she knew the baby was there and she knew the baby was healthy. But for me, it was just a bunch of pictures and a bunch of ultrasounds and a bunch of tests that were just saying, you're going to have a baby. And I think for guys, it's so difficult to picture that you're going to have a child. You know, and the moment she came out, I started to cry because I realized God had fulfilled all those years of waiting. God had showed up. And like Holdo had prayed, God show up, God show up. And he did. And when she came out, I just was amazed. First, I thought, how'd you fit this thing in your stomach? And the second thing I thought was, wow, God, you actually gave me a baby. Yeah. This is unbelievable that you showed up. In our darkest hours, in our unseen things, this is what faith is all about. You know, faith is that moment where you believed until you couldn't see it. You couldn't see it, but you believed, right. And finally God showed it to you, and it happened. And it was such a miracle. I mean, all the things we went through and the roller coasters and the the negative pregnancy test and the miscarriage, and it was just such a ride. But in the end, God definitely blessed us with our beautiful baby girl.
Awesome.
Paulu, when you hold Hilina'i in your arms, what goes through your mind? What goes in your heart?
You know, she's our miracle baby. When we were looking for names for her, our little buddy, Zeal, he came to us and he said, what is her name going to be? And I said, I don't know, but I need a name that starts with the letter H and it has to be a Hawaiian name. And in his five-year-old mind, he went out and he came back. He rushed to me and he says, her name's going to be Hilina'i. And I asked him, what does that mean? He says, I don't know. It's a girl's name in my class. So I said, okay. So I went to the dictionary, the Hawaiian dictionary, looked it up. And Hilina'i means to have confidence in, to believe in.
Awesome.
And when I look at her, I look at all the things that we went through and we believed in. And we named her after that principle that God taught us to believe and to have confidence in. So when I hold her and we call her Hilina'i, she is what we've been believing for. And all that culminating of years of things that we went through comes down to our precious miracle. And she's not only our miracle. I mean, she belongs to everybody, you know.
That's
and
right.
This little girl of ours, I love her. I see her. She's my miracle. When I held her again, I cried out to the Lord and I said, every good and every perfect gift comes from you. And she's perfect. She's absolutely perfect. And so now that I know, you know, when we call her Hilina'i, it means to believe in. And so when people call her that, they too can believe in what God's giving them.
She's a message.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She's a message.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Of faith and hope and a word. When you say her name, it's a message. It's a reminder to all of us
mm-hmm.
to believe.
Yeah.
To have confidence.
Yeah.
Have confidence in. Olu, we got about a minute left. A quick word to somebody who's in that place with no guarantee. What would you say?
I would say make God bigger than your promise. The very promise that He gives you, God can give you more. And in His perfect timing, it will be a perfect gift.
How about you, Mike?
The scripture that I stood on was Psalms 37. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And it's always about putting God first. I know sitting here in this radio station, people are listening and thinking, how can you say that? You don't know my situation. But, you know, the thing I can encourage you with is that our miracle happened. Even when we were in our darkest hour, that if you delight yourself in the Lord, and if you fulfill the call that He has given you individually or as a family, then He will provide every single dream and every desire of your heart.
Incredible. Thank you, Mike, Ho'olu, and Coach.
Yes.
Thank you. In the next few days, you're going to be hearing stories, dynamic stories of faith and hope in spite of no guarantees, like this one here, a miracle story. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Stories like these, I want you to share them with friends. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. James 1:17 says, whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Mike and Ho'olu Carvalho. Until next time, along with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and our technical producers, Chaz Ontai and Leah Rodriguez, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave.